alive.
All right, BOE back from recess, July 27th, 2021. We're going to do, since our BOE 233 is not here, we're going to do BOE 138 through...
It's really kind of hard to say because they're not in numerical order.
Okay. Basically, Westgate Resort.
Yeah, and the Grand Vista...
In the Grand Vista, so
Emerald Point, so she's everything.
So, Greg, it sounds like she's got this worked out with the folks, and we have an exhibit whiskey here. So I'm going to make a phone call to her.
What's Grand Vista again? Which property is that?
They,
I know where Westgate is.
Yeah, they have four properties. One's Emerald Point, one is the Westgate, yeah, there's another one.
Oh, is that
Loggers Point at the Woods?
Are you printing?
Grand Vista, I think, is Emerald Point.
It says it's 2201 Rourke Valley Drive. I'm trying to get a
Rourke Valley.
A mental image of where it sits.
You know, there is a Roark Valley, you know, the coal plant? And that doesn't Roark Valley end at the coal plant?
Oh, well, that's the woods. That's the woods in Westgate. And it's also called Grand Vista.
Yeah, and they've got Loggers Point. It's all under the big Westgate name.
Is this Catherine?
Yes.
Hey, Catherine, Jeff Reynolds from the Tane County Board of Equalization. Did I catch you okay time?
Hi. Yeah, I'm actually driving to pick up my cat that just had surgery, so we can do it now.
All right. Hopefully your cat is okay. Hey, so it's my understanding that I'm looking at a whole block of it's my understanding that you had worked through these with the assessor. Is that the assessor's office? Is that correct?
I guess so. Susan and I worked together yesterday, and we designated which parcels, which are the equipment to building, will be classified as commercial, and which will be classified as residential. And we both agreed to that. The only thing that we still are not agreed with is the value. So we're going to go forward with we're getting an appraisal, and we're going to go forward with that.
Okay. So you're getting an appraisal?
Yes. I know that you don't have anything for today that will allow you to make a decision on that. I understand that.
Okay. So basically we're changing classifications but not changing values. Is that correct?
Right. Right. For now, yes.
That is correct. Okay. Well, in that case, I mean, there's not going to be enough time for you to get appraisals for us to be able to take a look at that. And then...
Right, I understand that.
And so that will have to be appealed at State Tax Commission in that regard. All right.
But we are agreed with the classification issue. So I guess you're like most of the government, you know, I deal with IRS a lot, you do partial agreed, partial unagreed, I guess.
Yeah, I try not to align myself with the rest of the government, but yes, I can do that.
And I didn't mean that.
I'm just kidding. We're all, yeah.
No, I wouldn't want to align myself with the IRS either.
Yeah. but to your point, yes, we can. So, basically, you know, we'll approve we're going to approve the classification and we are going to, deny the valuations. So
that is correct.
So, and then you can get your appraisal and go before the state tax commission if that's something that you choose to do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very good, Catherine. Thank you so much for working with our assessor's office on that. Appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. No, she was great. She really good deal. We had a good phone call yesterday and everything's good. So.
Very good. Well, thank you so much and hope your cat gets better.
I know he had cancer surgery, so we'll see how it goes.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So anyway, good talking.
All right, Catherine, have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye bye. I didn't know cats could have cancer surgery, but
do we need to make a motion or anything?
So. I mean, at some level, we can approve this. I mean, her appeal on valuations is denied, but the classification based in this is correct because you didn't change valuations.
Correct.
So
when she gets her appraisal, and we can talk about it and see where we're at on that versus the appraisal. You know,
sure.
Pretty much I've been going with appraisals.
Yeah, I mean, I understand.
If you have a disinterested third party doing it, then, you know, they get to use a lot more things like the MLS that I don't get to use.
Well, these aren't easy to figure valuations, right? I mean...
Well, these are cost.
Yeah, I'm just saying that it's not as... And there's quite a bit here. So, so this is Exhibit Whiskey. So on the appeal for valuations changes, I make a motion that we deny the request for valuations for Westgate and Grand Vista Resorts.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. And I make a motion that we accept Exhibit Whiskey based off the agreed classification changes for Westgate and Grand Vista Resorts.
Second.
All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. All right. If you can make a copy of...
I think Westgate's already.
I haven't received a copy of it yet.
Of Exhibit Whiskey.
Yeah, I just told Jen to copy the ones with the pink.
Okay. All right. Still waiting on that one. So page 7, we made it through 17 already.
Man. We were much more...
No, I think our assessor made it through page 17 for us, so...
So, page 18... Because the bottom one on 17 was already taken care of on the 14th, it was just put in there by accident later.
Okay.
So the top one, number 215, that Four Winds 195 Trust, that's Dennis, isn't it? Or Dennison?
Which exhibit?
He was the gentleman where they were building a garage too close to, or a house too close to his house. I thought we settled that, but maybe not.
Lakeview Terrace. Yeah, I'm remembering who you're talking about. The one that we really, it wasn't...
We feel bad for him, but there's nothing we can do.
Right.
Who was that?
The gentleman who came in, he lives down in Branson, and someone's building a house in their backyard right next to his garage.
Yeah. Is it Bruce Dennison?
Dennison, I think. Is.
Okay. He's told me about that.
So I thought we had solved it, but maybe not.
I think we told him if he wanted to go talk to a realtor and get some type of evaluation on that. So, I mean, it was one that we definitely tabled.
Yeah, on the 14th at 10:15, you tabled it.
I mean, unless he comes in with something ahead of time. I mean, he's... I don't even think he really had a change in valuation. I mean, I think he was just wanting to call and complain. So I make a motion on BOE number 215 that we deny the... Well, there wasn't even really a request that we keep the valuation the same on BOE number 215. So all in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands. I'm going to leave classification stuff here.
On the first page, the Sri Ganesh.
Yes.
He gave me his financials. I figured those. And then our value. I get a value of $2,766,903 based on his financials. And our value right now is $2,649,000. It's lower. So.
Do we give him any kind of a COVID
bogey? Well, what's he recording?
Well, I used his numbers from 2020 through 2018.
Well, let me call him and see if he's on his way in. We give him a time frame.
What is that?
Wow, okay, so it was 1.4, now it's 2.6.
Yeah.
This includes his COVID numbers. I don't know how long he's been the same.
The thing on the numbers changing for hotels is, and this is one reason why the index rate on a commercial property is lower than the residential property, is because a lot of times hotels don't go up and sometimes they go down. So I don't see it as a big deal if they had a mark of the same valuation, because that is that's a mill two jump almost. That's a mill two jump.
They got a jump from $2,577,000 back in 2013, and they've been there forever, so I'm not quite sure.
I know, but there were some properties, like I know, there were some, I mean, Kenny, you know, probably, I mean, you've seen it, but there were some that I know we've seen throughout the process that were like massively assessed, that there is no way on the planet that they could even come close to selling it for anywhere close to that price, and then they were like, okay, we'll drop it. Now, sometimes they come in and ask for stupid low, but I mean...
I did him the same as I did everybody. So
it took a 3-year average?
Yeah. Which included the COVID year for 2020.
So I don't understand that why you can't, I mean, when you're looking at investment property, taxes is one of the biggest things on your expenses list. Why can't you use taxes on the expense?
The state only wants us to value the structure itself. Don't want it, because taxes vary.
But if we're doing an income approach and it's on the loss side, and we're talking significant numbers. I mean,